Track 3. Progress Test 3. IELTS Listening, Section 3. You will hear two business students, Lucy and John, talking to their tutor about a course they took. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Hello, everyone. John and Lucy, it's your turn to feed back to us on how you've been getting on with the University Skills Certificate. Could you tell us which modules you decided to take and why, and which of these you found most useful and why? Lucy.
Well, I really wanted to focus on skills that I might need after I graduate, so I mostly opted for business-oriented modules. I took the module on preparing for job interviews, as I thought that might be useful, and also the one on work experience. And I also had to take the core module on personal development. Bit of a waste of time, that one.
I can't agree with that. I took the personal development course along with better teamwork, and they were both really useful. And I think they'll make me more employable.
So, you did personal development and better teamwork. John, what was your third option?
Communication skills.
And how many credits did you earn? Did you get the full certificate?
Well, I would have done if it hadn't been for the personal development course. You see, it was a core module, which meant I had to complete it to finish the course. I didn't, though, so I only got 20 credits. I might go back and do a different core module, though, and get my 30 that way.
Each of my modules was 10 credits, so I had 30 credits in total, which gave me the certificate.
And did you feel the modules were worthwhile? You seem to disagree somewhat on the personal development module. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
Yes, well, I thought it was really useful. There were four main learning outcomes. Five, I think. Defining assertive behaviour, understanding how that is expressed, dealing with criticism, drawing up personal development plans, and improving our own interpersonal behaviour.
Which of those did you personally find most useful?
Oh, I think maybe dealing with criticism. I used to find it really hard when people criticised me for anything, but they gave us some strategies for dealing with it better.
Such as?
Well, first of all, really listen carefully to the criticism, rather than being too defensive. It sounds obvious.
Well, it is obvious, isn't it? That's what I didn't like about the course. It was all really obvious. I just didn't feel I was learning anything.
Was there anything positive you felt you got out of the course?
Well, I did enjoy doing the personality questionnaire. I found out some useful things about my style as a member of a group. Apparently, I'm a good shaper.
What does that mean?
That I'm a high achiever.
And what about you, John?
The questionnaire showed I was a good team worker.
What did the coursework consist of?
Well, I thought we might need to do a lot of reading, you know, read round the subject and then produce a review of the literature, but it wasn't like that at all.
No, that's right. It was more personal than that. We had to keep a blog, a kind of online diary, and the tutors read it and wrote comments.
Wasn't there any kind of formal assessment? A case study or something?
It was formally assessed through an assignment. We had to write about assertive behaviour and how it's expressed, looking at things like body language.
Ah, right. That sounds interesting.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.